Holy Gospel is written in the sixth chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, beginning at the fifth verse. Glory be to thee, O Lord. When Jesus then lift up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be. May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. Now we live in an age of austerity where our government has implemented a series of sustained reductions in public spending, with more still to come, all intended to reduce the overall budget deficit. As a result, we live in a time of relative scarcity compared with years of a booming economy prior to this time of austerity. And the reality of living in a time of scarcity has parallels to the feeding of the 5,000, where Jesus and those with him are in the wilderness with no food except for the 5 small barley loaves and the 2 small fish offered by a boy in the crowd. Jesus' disciples essentially despair in the light of their situation, as there is nowhere for them to go to buy food, and they have insufficient money for the numbers involved, and the boys' lunch is, of course, too small to share with any but a few. Jesus, however, brings abundance in the place of scarcity. He prepares the crowd to eat, gives thanks to God, and begins to share the little that they have. And as the sharing commences, the food is found to be sufficient for everyone's needs, with 12 baskets of leftover food gathered together at the end of the meal. How did this happen? Well, it began with a young boy bringing barley loaves and fish to Jesus. Barley loaves were 1/3 of the price of the wheat variety. It was the bread of the poor. And then there were the 2 small fish. The Greek word used for these fish in John's Gospel is osparion, which meant that they were certainly not fresh fish from the Sea of Galilee. Osparion meant either small dried or pickled fish. The young boy may have generously offered all that he had, but that offering was meager in the extreme. Little wonder that Andrew should say despairingly to Jesus, but what are they among so many? And yet, Jesus willingly took what was offered, and far from commenting on the poor offering set before him, he gave thanks over the loaves and the fish. And as he gave thanks, a transformation took place, and there was enough for all to be fed. With the transforming grace of Jesus, even our poorest offerings can become something extraordinary. Bishop Tom Wright, in his commentary on St. John's Gospel, says that all God calls us to do is to bring what we have to Jesus in prayer. We tell him what we have and what we need. We then let Jesus bring the two together and make it enough for all. As that marvelous prayer puts it, the Lord Jesus truly can transform the poverty of our riches by the fullness of his grace. It is easy for us to think that big is best, and that what we have and are is too little to make an impact. But this story tells us something otherwise. Jesus takes and uses the little that the young boy offers. Small can be beautiful. Perhaps small is beautiful, as E.F. Schumacher once reminded us. Our small actions or contribution combined with those of others can then have a big effect. This year's BBC Radio 4 Christmas appeal for St. Martin in the Fields that will be broadcast on Sunday uses that thought in the slogan, "Small action, big difference." The butterfly effect, which is found in chaos theory, and the multiplier effect in economics, both show on the basis of research that small changes and small contributions can, in time, have significant effects. One example of that from a church setting is the story of Hattie Mae Wyatt, who was a young girl in Philadelphia in the 1880s, who began saving towards the building of a church that could accommodate the large number of children going to Sunday school in those days. Hattie Mae died young, and after her death, the pastor of the church, the Reverend Russell Conwell, was given the 57 cents that she had saved. And he used those to begin a fundraising campaign that resulted in the building of a church, a university, and a hospital. Our response to scarcity is to give what we can, however small, and then trust in the abundance of God. So what, I wonder, can you give to God today? It doesn't matter if it seems to be very little or very small. Brother Lawrence states that we ought not to be weary of doing little things for the love of God, who regards not the greatness of the work, but the love with which it is performed. In addition, as he did with the small offering that the boy made in the story, Jesus can take the little that we can offer and can use, transform, and multiply it. The important thing then is that we offer what we can. So I ask again, what can you give to God today? Whatever it is, the important thing is to offer it, however small it may be. Amen.